Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Winning cures everything. Now for your hosts, Gary and Chris.
Welcome in. Winning cures everything. This is the Wednesday, February 26th edition of the show. Maybe turn my mic down just a touch. Seems like it might be a little bit loud. The show always brought to you by Tunica, Mississippi, the South's premier sports gambling destination. They've got six incredible sports books, along with a ton of shows coming through town. Great sports books, great steakhouses, great golf courses. They got a ton of fun stuff down there. Do yourself a favor, go check it out. TunicaTravel.com is the website. You can find more information about us over at WinningCuresEverything.com. If you're watching on YouTube, Facebook, Periscope, whatever it is, make sure that you hit subscribe. Like the video if that's an option. Make sure you leave some comments. We would love to hear your thoughts. Today will be a quick one. Obviously, we're a little later than usual. And honestly, there's not a lot going on. I mean, there's just sports stuff. You know, some days you just got dead days. There may be a lot of stuff happening, but is it stuff that's really worth talking about? Yeah, we'll see. We'll go through Tua's good news. We'll go through Wilder Fury 3 odds. We'll go through several other different things. But first, if you're listening on the podcast, hit subscribe for us. We would definitely appreciate that. Leave a nice review. Those are even bigger for whatever the Apple algorithm is for Apple Podcasts. So, Big D jumps in on YouTube. He said, what's up? What's up, Big D? How you doing? Let's jump into topic number one, Tua Tagovailoa. He apparently got a pretty good bill of health. The medicals came back at the NFL Combine. There wasn't a lot to discuss about this, but, you know, this is something that a lot of people are talking about because I think he is kind of the linchpin for this NFL draft, figuring out where he's going to go, what he's going to do. At this point, there is no way he gets out of the top five, and they are now saying, no, he's not going to throw at the Combine, but he's going to throw at Alabama's Pro Day in April, which is mind-blowing. You know, he dislocated his hip back, what, November 7th? I believe that's right. November 16th, whatever it was. He dislocated his hip, and now 6 months later will be throwing a football before the draft. I mean, that's remarkable stuff. So the advancements that have been made in technology these days, in the medical field, and just across everything. Phones, everything else, just stupid, right? OB Matt jumps in. Sup, man, he says. What is up, Matt? How you doing? So, yes, Tua Tagovailoa, the dislocated hip, appears to not be a problem. We'll see about long-term, et cetera, but from everything that came back with the medicals, it looks like he's going to be just fine, and teams are going to get an opportunity to see him throw before the draft, which, honestly, nobody thought that that was even a possibility before just yesterday. So good news coming out of the NFL Combine. We will see. I haven't seen anything about Tua's hands. Now that I'm thinking about it, everybody talked about Jake Fromm's hands, you know, 8 7/8 inches, and Joe Burrow's hands at 9 inches. I've not seen anything about Tua's hands. So Matt said, I wonder how it will affect his running and cutting ability. I mean, obviously that's something that we'll have to see, but according to everything from the medicals yesterday, he's going to be back to 100% this football season, which is, again, just mind-blowing. So maybe it wasn't as bad of an injury as we thought it would be. Obviously, it was still bad. But, you know, I think we'll have to wait and see on that. But I think the prospects are pretty good. Let's jump into Wilder Fury 3. And the biggest thing here is Wilder has put in that he wants the third fight. So we are going to see that before we see anything else. There were odds up at, let's see, at the Superbook, I think. Let's see. It's not in here. Where is it? So there's odds of whether or not the fight is going to happen between Fury and Joshua. And it is minus 260 for no, that it will happen in 2020. And yes, at plus 200. So the odds are, that's not going to happen. Wilder exercising his right to a rematch here, that's a big deal because, I mean, it's going to be at least July or August. And we talked about this on the show last night with TJ Reeves from Big Fight Weekend. And he's going to Africa for a month. He is going to have time to recuperate. He's going to have time to train to do something different than what he did in this fight. And then we'll see. We'll see where it goes from there, but the odds on this next fight at the Superbook are Deontay Wilder plus 200, Tyson Fury minus 250. On the other side of this, let's see. Fury is listed. This is a potential Fury and Joshua fight. Either way, the first odds to come out are Fury minus 250 and Wilder plus 200. That is a far cry different from what they were going into this fight. And I would imagine people will put money on Wilder again because all it takes is one punch with him. Even though we all know and we have seen that Wilder is not nearly as good of a boxer as Fury, he does have that devastating hand. That right hand is a killer. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to what's going to happen with that. I'm ready for them to announce it. I'm ready for McGregor's next fight in the UFC. Ready for a lot of different stuff. So,
hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Let's move on. Next topic. And this one isn't a massive topic, but Malik Monk, who plays for the Charlotte Hornets, who are not in the NBA playoff race whatsoever, he was tagged for the NBA's performance enhancement whatever. He was doping, basically. So he is out for an extended period. And it's pretty crazy because he was doing really, really well. And he had made like a massive jump in his abilities, I guess you could say. His scoring numbers were up. His stats across the board were up. And, you know, you don't think too much about it really just as an observer because you're thinking, okay, well, his body hadn't changed a ton. But the NBA caught him, and he is out for the duration here. So Malik Monk out for a violation. That's it. A violation of the substance abuse policy. So, let's see. Matt, back on YouTube. Love seeing some good heavyweights. Yes, 100%. We hadn't had good heavyweight fights in boxing in a long, long time. It'll be nice to see Wilder and Fury going at it again. I mean, both these guys are massive. Wilder is only 231 pounds. At least that's what he weighed in this last time. But, I mean, he's like 6'9", or 6'7", whatever it is. He's 6'7", Fury is 6'9", like 270 pounds. You don't get guys like that anymore, and I would like to see it pick up, because I love boxing, so we shall see. Next topic, the LA Bowl at SoFi Stadium. That is now a thing, and I don't know if it's been announced exactly when it's going to go into effect, but it is between the Mountain West and the Pac-12. And I think this is good. It basically replaces the Las Vegas Bowl on the pecking order. It's the exact same matchup. And I'm excited to have bowl games in Los Angeles. Right? I mean, this is just another kind of destination place. And even though these guys are all on the West Coast, it's cool for people to get to go to L.A. So a lot of these bowl games should be destination places. Like, if you are in Northern Illinois or wherever, do you really want to go to Montgomery, Alabama to play in a bowl game? You know, no, you want to go to the Bahamas. You want to go to Hawaii. You want to go to anywhere down in Florida. You want to do stuff like that to go do something fun, right? Destination cities, whether it's Nashville or Atlanta or whatever, you want to go to those kind of places. L.A. is one of those kind of places. You know, Las Vegas was one of those kind of places. So, yeah, I think it's pretty good. San Diego, another one. Fantastic spot. Matt said, get some in and out and go to Compton. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, L.A. Bowl, definitely a win in my book. I think it's a great idea. I'm glad that they are getting it pushed through, and it will continue on. So, finally, last topic of the day, college basketball picks. Some of you guys are following along with me. If you are, I am 202, 148, and 14 on the season. We don't do this show every single day, but we do it most days. But on the days where I'm not doing the show, you can find my picks over on the Twitter. It's at GaryWCE for me. It's on my personal Twitter. I post the picks every day. Or you can go over to winningcureseverything.com and hit the gambling picks section. Today's picks, though, if you are paying attention and want to know before all these things tip off here in about an hour and a half or so, Rhode Island minus 12 at Fordham tonight. That's rotation 8-13. Evansville at Northern Iowa. I'm taking Northern Iowa minus 13. That is rotation 8-26. LSU plus 5. That's rotation 8-41 at Florida tonight. LSU and Florida have played two one-possession games, like I think their last four games. I mean, these two teams are just built to be in wars. They always do one-possession games. Always. So 5 points just seems like way too much here, and my numbers say that it is. It should be closer to a two-point line. So there you go. 8-0-3-2, Holy Cross at Army. I'm taking Army minus 10 here. The line says, my numbers say that it should be closer to 13 or 14. 8-0-3-4, Binghamton at UMBC. UMBC minus 9. My numbers have it actually UMBC minus 12.5. So I'm getting over 3.5 points here. And 8045, New Hampshire minus 2 at Maine. Maine is not very good, and they are really not good at home, which is surprising. But New Hampshire already handled them earlier this year by quite a bit, and New Hampshire is significantly the better team. So 8045, New Hampshire minus 2 there. Again, you can get all the picks over at winningcureseverything.com. Go to the gambling picks section. Make sure that you subscribe to the show, the podcast. Of course, leave a nice review. We're on YouTube, Periscope, Twitter, Facebook, all of that. Make sure that you hit like, that you follow, that you subscribe, all those wonderful things. Share the show out if you enjoy it. We try and do it every single day, even if it's just for a few minutes like today's was. And we appreciate all you guys for watching and listening. This is always a good time. We have a lot of fun with it. Hopefully you do as well. Go over to Tunica, Mississippi, the South's premier sports gambling destination. TunicaTravel.com is the website for you to find out more information on everything that they are doing. And with that, we will see you all again tomorrow.
Thanks for checking out Winning Cures Everything. If you want to keep up with us, hit subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. Visit the website at winningcureseverything.com, or you can like us on Facebook or follow us at Winning Cures, at Gary WCE, or at Chris B. Giannini on Twitter. Share out the show, leave a nice review, and make sure to comment and tweet at us.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.